I think Chiefs is going to do much better this season.
Fortune Makaringa is a brilliant player. He came in and never set the foot wrong.
Katsande, no. Katsande must be released.
The problem is not the players, not the coach, but the foundation.
I am not sure if that was Felipe Coutinho or Thembinko Siloje.
I don't care who's win. I'm a Chief supporter, but if the derby games finish like this, I'm happy.
Parker, Katsande, Mpahlele, I don't think they have anything else to offer to the team.
Those players must be released, all of them. Aye, man, champion pass my foot.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Normally, they say when two bulls fight, it is the grass that suffers. And exactly that happened over the weekend when two of Mzansi's biggest giants, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, met in the annual Carling Black Label Cup. The Buccaneers claiming their fifth Carling Cup crown with goals from star midfielder Thembinko Siloje and striker Augustine Mulenga. Now, straight after their game, the fans sent in their voice notes via WhatsApp expressing themselves about the first Soweto derby of the season. Some Amakhosi sounding a bit disappointed, while the Buccaneers are over the moon with joy. Hello and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Please enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Ngijabule kakhulu iBuccaneers siwinile team Buccaneers. Yeah, khosi zama makhosi nzuzama next time. Yeah.
Him lo uphunyuka mfana kagogo. Yo, mina ngisupportele Chiefs. Yeah. Kambole, I see uNkambole ba top goal scorer if bezoqhubeka bemnikeze ama opportunity.
Phambili ngiBuccaneers. Sithathile the Black Label. Angijabule kakhulu ke kuloko. And I sorry makhosi, nzame next time.
It was a great football game, even though Happy Jerry really played very well. It showed how the true leadership should be done. Even Ben Parker, both the captains were playing very good football, and it was a good football. I think Chiefs is going to do much better this season. I'm a Sundance fan, but I think both the teams are going to do great this upcoming season. I wish them good luck, man. Captain, my captain, Ben Parker, man. Wow, what a good football. I love it.
I'm a Pirates fan. I was impressed with my team's performance last night. However, I felt like at the back we were too casual. We were trying to be too comfortable in the ball, and that resulted to us losing the ball at the back and exposing ourselves. It was unfortunate for Kaizer Chiefs that they could not finish in the final third. You know, Kambule got so many chances and he couldn't convert. That's what helped us yesterday. And yeah, Happy Jale and Justice Shabalala, for me, I think they're gonna be a good pair going into the season, because when you take a look at the two defenders, Happy Jale has experience on his side. You can see from how he tackles. He didn't set a foot wrong yesterday. His tackles were 100% proper. Justice Shabalala, he has a bit of pace on his side. That's what helps him and Jale to become a good pair at the back. Going into the midfield, we have many options right now. We have Fortune Makaringa, who is a brilliant player. He came in and never set a foot wrong. He could compete aerially, and he could, you know, go toe-to-toe with the likes of Katsande in the midfield. You know, so I'm impressed with the signings as well. And it was good to see Bongani Sam enjoying his debut yesterday. So is Mango and Lipasa, you know, so it was good.
Ngenezimnyama ngenkani ezikamagebhuli ezathatha umhlaba kamasipala zawenziwazi. Into endiyifunayo kwOrlando Pirates, ndifuna sifake amanqaku ngo ndiyabona kuhle kakhulu ngo iintwana zam zidlala kakuhle. Center backs, Happy Jale uyibambile.
Nothing impressing about Kaizer Chiefs. The problem is not the players, not the coach, but the foundation. Kaizer Chiefs is really, if they really need to do well, they must first fix their foundation, which is the team manager, followed by the chairman.
Hey, hello. Ke leboga Pirates ir provile wrong. Bokena gana le ka sabene Carling Black Label for more than 5 times. We thank you all on the Pirates after the Bucks.
Look, I am not sure if that was Felipe Coutinho or Tembinko Siloch. I'm talking Felipe Coutinho still at Liverpool. Remember that? I'm not sure if it was Loch or Coutinho, but what I know is that Perez's second goal was a thing of beauty. Was just out of this world, man. And that's what impressed me the most about my team. My name is Bakambu Ikanyo, and I'm a Bucks supporter.
Hello, Kedeni Morel, Solo Sport Mbule. Oh, what a great derby indeed. That's the derby. Derby match must end with goals. I don't care who's win. I'm a chief supporter, but if the derby games finish like this, I'm happy. Because if the derby is ranked among the 10 best, so it must produce goals. Goals. I'm happy for that. Thanks a lot.
On the side of Kaizer Chiefs, I think they didn't have a bad game. I think they lacked motivation, especially coming into the game. Obviously, the players knew that Orlando Pirates are going to come at them. So they lacked that bit of motivation coming into the game. But they were not bad at all, just that they couldn't convert the chances they got. And they made too many errors at the back. You could see Vuma lacks a bit of experience, but he's coming all right. So in the coming seasons, I think they will struggle a bit, but they're just going to have to pick up the form from last season. I don't think their signings will make much of an impact, because you could see that they didn't do well in the transfer window. When you look at Orlando Pirates, I remember, the 2016-17 season, I think, where we were losing 6-0, 6-1. We came back strong in the next season because we got rid of all those players who were too comfortable, you know. So I think that you should do the same. You should just get rid of players like Opaka, Gatsande, Mpahlele. I think they've had enough time. Kaizer Chiefs, it's time for them to move on now. I don't think they have anything else to offer to the team, you know. So the team needs like reinforcements, more younger players, you know, the likes of Zuma. I think they need players who can gel with them and they can take the team forward. So yesterday wasn't a bad game at all for both teams. It's just that Chiefs were unfortunate and Pirates were a better team on the day.
This is Ponyo Gamfana Gogo. I see a potential in Gambole. He can be a top goal scorer if he keep on being inside the box like that. The thing that made us lose the game yesterday is the fact that we still believe in so-called senior players who's been costing us for the past 4 years. Yeah, I'm talking about the likes of Gatsande, Ramahle Mpahlele, Bernard Parker, you know them. All those players that we were using for the past 4 seasons, who won the league with Chiefs when Stuart Baxter was still there, are not supposed to be playing for Chiefs now. If you want to move forward, those players must be released, all of them. Look at the Orlando Pirates side. The only senior player is Happy Jail. I think not we need only one senior player, not 7 senior players who are going to tell the new players different things. We need only one single senior player who are going to tell all the players what to do. If we're having 7 senior players, they're all going to tell the new players different things, different advice, you know what I mean. But if we're having only one, I think the Kaizer Chiefs management must choose the only senior player that they believe in. I think maybe Bernard Parker, and then all of those other one must be released. Gatsande, no. Gatsande must be released. And this Njanga Seboy, I know that he's a new player, but he must be released. He's not fit to play for Chiefs. He's too slow. He's been costing us. We gave you Changas an opportunity, but you failed us. Ah, Mr. Champion Pass, nah, man. Champion my foot. That wasn't a champion. Hi, man. Champion Pass my foot. We are both a brawa. My equivalent. When I'm a little lele, we will lay with him fella. And the Ecolilga Lodge, yeah, Ecolilga Lodge, Lisa, and I'm Teguba Vuma, Ecolilga Lodge, because Uvi. No keeper can say who will have saved that. But on the first goal, Bavuma did a mistake, but no Coutinho. Bavuma wasn't supposed to play a ball inside the box like that. In Kaizer Chiefs, I believe. But Melis Teng, he left back. I think Melis Chiefs must buy a left back. This Philani Zulu boy must be released. Aye, Philani Zulu must be released. Akpay must be released. Kanzadle must be released. Maluleka, George Maluleka, the fruitless one. You are a disappointment, my brother Chutabo Moki. You must be released. Mphahlela, bye-bye. You must be released. Must be released. Mphahlela must be released. Thank you.
And those were the views from our loyal listeners of SL Radio. If you wish to have your voice notes play on SL Radio, be on the lookout on our Sokala Duma Facebook fan page. And if you happen to miss any of our previous episodes, you can also log on to slradio.co.za for more episodes of SL Radio. This was the Fan Reaction Show, and I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.